Kilo echoing Lima Alpha X-ray. Currently testing. I've got a friend listening on the brand master side of things to monitor tomorrow's events, and I just wanted to test and see if they were getting audio. This is Kilo echoing Lima Alpha X-ray clear.
Gateway, and you monitor. W8PD. Good morning. Hey, bud. How you doing? I'm awake. I got here up at the EOC. I'm getting things set up.
Okay. I should be there about 7:30. Will that be enough?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of time.
Okay. All right. I'm going to bring one extra handy talkie with me. One that Mike had. I put version 3 in it, so I thought you said that we had a member that needed one.
We do, and I'll have him probably come out and pick it up today, so that's probably going to be one of his assignments.
All right, very good. Yeah, I'm at it right now. Let's see here. I thought somebody was trying to get in here. Showed up on the dashboard of VK3. Go ahead, WAP. Guess not. Okay, this one has the WAAMAC ID in it.
Okay, yeah, mine is showing digits, so I don't see the call sign, but
yeah, I have to re-push your radio. The digits are transmitted, and each radio takes those digits and turns it into a contact, and you don't have that contact in your radio yet. So that's the last DMR ID number of the group that WA8MAC owns.
Okay, cool. It'll be good. Looking forward to today. So, it'll be fun.
Okay, very good. Just fly to 5-3 or event 1. Just quick check there. Either W8, maybe.
Okay, why are you?
I think VDZ Mobile Monitoring Statewide 1.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
It's Wally, the V8BD.
Wally, how the fuck are you?
I'd say bright 8 and bushy tail, but that would be a lie.
I'm right with you. I'm struggling this morning after hurting my back at home yesterday and through it.
Okay. All right. I got to finish getting ready here. Dave was at the EOC already.
Gotcha. Yeah, he said he was going to be there at 7. I was going to try to be there by about now, but I'm just running a little bit late and a little bit slow, so probably be there at about 20.
Okay. Give me about half hour and 40 minutes, and I'll see you then.
All right. Drive careful, my friend, and we'll see you when you get there. 73, and this is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu. Back to monitoring. KE8YNU, KE8YNU, this is NAVDZ. KE8YNU, KE8YNU, this is NAVDZ. NAVDZ standing by. KE8YNU, KE8YNU, this is NAVDZ. KE8YNU, KE8YNU, this is N8VDZ. Nothing heard, N8VDZ, standing by. KE8YNU, KE8YNU, this is N8VDZ. Nothing heard, N8VDZ, standing by.
W8VD mobile all to contact.
W8VD, W8GD, this is N8GDG.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm trying to reach Dave. This is a drill, this is a drill, this is a drill. Hey, the snow is super deep, gravel's really slow. I'm in route still, and we'll arrive there by 8 o'clock. I don't know if he beat me there or not.
Copy, 8 o'clock. I believe he's getting ready. Time should be the same, 8 o'clock for me as well. Traveling slow this morning.
Yeah, deep snow, deep snow. This is a drill. All right, I'll see you there. And I don't know why I can't reach Dave. He might have left his radio in the EOC and he's up on the roof or something. All right, Teddy GGG, traveling or standing by mobile. K-A-8-Y-N-U, K-A-8-Y-N-U, this is N-8-G-D-Z.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, there you are. I've been trying to reach you for about 45 minutes. This is a drill, this is a drill, this is a drill, but this snow is really deep, and I'm just having trouble getting there. And so I expect I'm about 5 minutes out now, I expect, but I am on the way. N-8-V-D-Z.
Copy that. Be careful. This is a drill. This is a drill. This is a drill.
Are you? You're at EOC right now.
He's running right now. So, Paul's working.
I missed the last thing you said there. I heard you say Paul.
Paul's working his magic.
Copy that. I will be there in just a few minutes. I hope. NVDZ standing by.
Good morning, Statewide 1, WHMW, mobile, en route for the drill to Mott County EOC. Good morning.
WHMW, KE Jackson, also mobile, en route to the Kent County EOC. Good morning.
KYNU, this is N8BDG.
You go there, Mike.
I am in the parking lot at the EOC, and I'm starting to unload now.
Copy, sounds good. Paul and John will be down here shortly.
Copy. Any BBD, anybody?
I'm in front of the Sheriff's Department. I'll be there in a minute.
This is a drill. This is a drill. Washtenaw County EOC is activated. This is WDADOC getting, up and ready for the Fall Watch Com SET. This is a drill. This is a drill. WDADOC, Washtenaw County, monitoring.
N-8-W-R-O, K-8-W-O-J.
N-8-D-D-F, monitoring.
State EOC, this is K-C-8-Y-V-F from Saginaw County.
This is W-S-A-D-O-C.
Roger, this is KC8YVF from Saginaw County. We are on the air for the exercise from our 911 center.
Oh, good show. Would you please give me your call sign again because I was busy doing something else.
Roger, the call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot. I'm the ECRO for Saginaw County.
Very much. This is WSADOC, and we'll be standing by.
This is a drill. This is a drill. This is a drill. WSAEOC. WSAEOC. This is Washtenaw County Emergency Operations Center, amateur radio station, WDADOC. We are up and active, checking in. This is WDADOC. This is a drill. This is a drill.
Whiskey, Delta 8, Echo. Oscar Charlie, WD8EOC, this is WS8EOC, State Emergency Operations Center. I copy your checking in.
This is a drill, this is a drill, WD8EOC acknowledged. Thanks very much, this is a drill, this is a drill.
Station calling WS8EOC.
TBSWR, are you guys planning on using GMR today for the SET?
Max says yes, it's on the 205.
Okay. Did you guys request a channel or send an email to directors at w8cmn.net?
Above my pay grade, but I shall inquire.
Okay. Event 1 is in use today for Macomb County for their SET, so any communications to the state EOC will have to be done on statewide 2. Over.
Okay, Jeff, let me look into it. Thanks. WSA EOC.
Okay, so from this point forward, can you call McComb back and move your communications to statewide 2, please?
McComb communications to SWR. All right.
Go ahead, Wally. No. The state is moving their communications to statewide 2 for all communications to the SEOC will be on statewide 2 because event 1 was prior, the prior commitment for event 1. So asking all statewide communications to the SEOC to be moved to statewide 2.
Thank you, sir. We will stay on event 1.
WADTT, KBSWR.
This is 17 EOC on statewide 1.
17 EOC, WSEOC is on statewide 2. Statewide 1 is asked to refrain from use. He didn't get the email. W8SEOC is on statewide 2. Please move to statewide 2. KBSWR.
State EOC. This is 17 EOC on statewide 1.
17 EOC from KBSWR. Do you copy?
Actually, I wasn't sure if I was making it from here with my handheld. KJ7SYX, 17 EOC.
I've signed up for the group list at MI5.cc. The state EOC is on statewide 2 today. State event 1 is in use. So we ask everybody to stay off time slot 1. The state EOC has moved to statewide 2. Over. Cody, did you copy that? W8SEOC is on statewide 2. So here.
This is W8MW from the Montcalm County EOC. This is a drill exercise. I just wanted to walk through.
N8WRO from KE8WUO.
KEYNU to WRO,
send
me out there.
KEYNU, I did message him and call him on Discord. No response yet. KEYWUO.
Okay. We'll see if he calls you back or whatnot. Maybe I'll reach out here on regular channel.
Any BZ mobile monitoring?
NAWRO from KE8WUO. Trying it one more time.
KWRO, this is November 8, Victor Delta Zulu. Nothing heard, any VDC clear.
KD8SWT, KE8ZKC, statewide 1. Nothing heard, KE8ZKC, clear.
This is KE8WUO.
KE8WUO, NAWRO.
There he is. How's Tim doing? You did a lot of driving today, didn't you?
It wasn't too bad. I mean, just the two towns. But, yeah, sorry I abandoned you. I thought we might end up down that way, but we just ended up here in Richmond. So how'd the scoring come out?
Well, we kind of went back and forth on what the Oxcom stuff meant. And
reached out to get confirmation, and overall, I think we did pretty good. I think, you know, we were looking at a bigger number, and we'd really like that one, but when we kind of keep ourselves honest, and part of the book, our number got a little bit smaller, but that's okay, you know, that's what we're there for. You know, I had to push for some off-cotton stuff after that set, so I don't see any reason not to. But overall, I thought the point where overall, I don't know, I think we did good. I'm definitely pretty happy with everything.
Hey, John, I got that, but some of it was digital, so about maybe 90% copy. But generally speaking, I understand that you're happy with the outcome. And I know getting the definitions for some of those items for the scoring, that was key. We had to find out, you know, which way they were going. So I'm glad you guys did that. And I'm looking forward to seeing the outcome when the boss publishes it. Over to you.
Hopefully I'm coming in better now. This is KEAWUO. But the command site was a little bit tricky to handle.
Well, yeah, overall, of course, I thought you guys did outstanding. I don't think I'm ready for prime time with what you guys did over there at the EOC this time. Maybe one of these days after more experience as backup net control, then net control, and then doing what you did. I think it was outstanding. So that said, I suppose, you know, lessons learned, data points gathered for the spring set. And we can do improvements on that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it was tough because a lot of times with shifting transmissions and people being beneath the noise or at the noise floor, you know, as a ham radio user in general, it can be hard to hear them and hear their full call sign. But when you're in a busy, very kind of loud talkative room, it's even harder to hear those call signs coming through. And so I definitely struggled a bit more than I normally would. I think maybe headphones might have been a good idea for dispatch and control and all that this time. Might be something I think about next time. But yeah, I don't know. That's a little I would like to fix for next time. But overall, I don't know. I had a lot of fun. It was a good time, you know, and I definitely learned a lot.
I can't think of anything on my end. It's just the happens to be an N19 north of Richmond going to Memphis. It's a one-lane street, so they're doing the asphalt repaving. So that was interesting. And then maybe you know, some kind of a default. I was talking to Dave earlier, didn't want to self-deploy because that's a no-no. But on the same token, if by default I know I have to go pick somebody up, it's almost like we want to, but maybe that's what that the ResGash might be able to help. But, yeah, again, all data points to consider, and then when we rehash it in the weeks and months to come, it will improve for the spring. We improved from last spring. And so we're definitely going to improve, you know, by next spring over this. And that's the whole point.
Yeah, I agree. You know, this set today really, you know, highlighted areas where we can improve and then, you know, areas where I think we did well. And so.
Yes, indeed. We're not going to go over it line by line here, but I am curious. I assume that we got a lot more of the I can't remember what you call it, the stuff that Dave and Mike went for training, those points that are handled at the EOC for reporting on that one, the MICIMS points. I assume we probably got those because I know last spring we kind of dropped on that.
So we got a lot of the MICIMS. There was a couple that we didn't. And it's the way the points are set up is it's kind of a gray area for, like, you know, do we want all the everybody on MySims, you know? So I don't know. It's up for future discussions, and, you know, I don't even know what MySims is, but I kind of get the general idea through context clues, but it sounds like something that would be cool to get into, but I don't know. But yeah, we got most of those for sure.
Awesome. Sounds good. I as you were calling, I literally just got my DMR back from the car, deployed back in the shack. I heard your call, and I'm trying to feverishly plug my mic in to return answers. So I do like how my DMR, the Kinect systems works, mobile. And so I don't think it'll be too long, but I'll be ordering another one for the mobile so it can be in there permanent. Appreciate your help, John. And if there's anything else you need moving forward, of course, we'll team up again. I enjoyed it. NHWRO, over to you.
Likewise, I enjoyed it quite a bit as well. That was a great time, and thank you for all your time and your help and your efforts along the way. So I definitely appreciate you taking the QSO and all that too. So I will be monitoring. You all.
Thanks to you as well, John, and I'll be monitoring as well and cleaning up a bunch of paperwork on my desk. NAWRO.
Kilo, Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, statewide 1.
Afternoon, Dean, NAWRO. What's your take on it? I mean, I was there at the hot wash, but what's your thinking about today's activities?
Thank you for the clarification. I just woke myself up from a really long nap. It was all right. I enjoyed it. I know that it's unpredictable. Had I realized that I only had to go down the street, I might not have worried about working till 1 o'clock in the morning to get a radio set up in my car because my truck's a little bit on the messed up side and I was concerned about driving long distances. But, I mean, there's some places to improve, but I think we did good, and from what I've heard, hopefully better than the last spring set.
Yeah, you probably just heard me talking to John. I wasn't at the post-set scoring session, but I did do some pre-set scoring research, and there's just no way we can't have done better. So, because we had a lot of items on that sheet covered. So, and that's all we're looking for is improvement. And then, yeah, I hear what you're saying on the planning. It's like I like these things so much, and I do plan. I even throw my go-kit in the back of the car and all that. And, of course, you know, you don't touch it. But in a real situation, that's the way you need to do it. And you just never know. You're going to have one stop. You're going to have two stops. You're going to have 5, 10. You just don't know how it's going to transition out, so we do have to be prepared. But, yeah, it's never going to go perfect. But as long as we can pick the points that need to be corrected for the next, got 6 months to work on it, and that's pretty much what we're doing with our training and our nets and all that. So, but I appreciate you, participating and also having your auxiliary helper with you. That's pretty cool. Over to you.
she was just taking notes and times. My biggest thing, which I know at the EOC they got quite overwhelmed, but once I actually got to location, I probably sat there a good, 35, 40-ish minutes waiting for instruction. And after, I popped back in after the third time because I didn't want to keep pestering. I popped in on the third time after they were like, we're winding down. And I was like, so I'm still on location. Can I be advised of some instructions? And finally they were like, oh, you should probably go home. K-E-8-L-E-X. My real corner. Yeah, now that this set's over, I definitely want to get on the horn with the boss and at some point here and figure out what he wanted to do with the whole social media thing or the Facebook thing, especially because I had a couple friends that were interested and I had an interesting thought. And I was able to direct her to the Brandmeister website and tell her the talk group, and she was actually able to listen. And then obviously the websites like Broadcastify list up our repeater, the 7.2, and also the FBI. But that was a mid change. I didn't expect her to know what she was doing there. Back over to you, Tim.
Yeah, I actually had a few family members interested, too. So I did the Broadcastify URLs for all of those, the 7.2, the FBI, and I think there was even a statewide, the Central Michigan frequency, but it wasn't all of them. I think it was just Event 2, which we ended up not being on. We're on Event 1, as you know. So anyways, I mean, it's good for those that are interested just to listen in, you know. I guess educational if you're interested in MCOM.
Well, that was the point. I looked on Broadcastify and Event 1 was not on there, so I found out that if you go straight onto the Brandmeister website, you can go to their hoseline link and you can actually listen to every talk group on Brandmeister. So that side of it actually worked out. And my thought process was, you know, during some of these events, you can actually put links on social media for people to listen.
Well, I did not know that. The tidbit there about Brandmeister, I didn't realize that. I do know the Broadcastify links, I believe, are like about a 5-minute delay. Not that that matters that much, but it would be a problem if you were trying to participate in a net. Well, I guess you wouldn't do that, but I don't know. Anyways, sounds good. Thought I'd just shout out and see what your impressions were, and I appreciate it. And I'm going to get back up to cleaning my desk up because I can throw a lot of papers away now. Have a good one. We'll talk soon. NAWRO, after you.
Appreciate it, Tim, and thanks for you and Tom's efforts as well. I briefly kind of heard something. The radios will woke me up, but I briefly kind of heard something about you guys having traffic and re-road surfacing. So you have a good rest of your day. I'm sure you'll be glad to get the desk cleaned up a little bit, and we will talk to you soon. 7-3, this is KE8LAX.
This is KE8WUO. Just wanted to say thank you, Dean, for coming out today. And you are definitely one of the lucky ones that didn't have to drive far from home. I had a map of all the distribution sites that were for Northern Macomb, and I overlaid it with a bunch of pins for her members. And the majority of our members had to drive an average of 20 minutes to get to their first deployment. So you got lucky.
I didn't necessarily mind that. I definitely could have got there and done more, but then I also realized that
the northern more parts of the county were what we were simulating, so I completely understand that, especially because I'm already sitting at, you know, a northern more part of the county, so I completely understand that. Since you were on the radio in communications with me, is there anything you feel I could have done better?
I can't really think of anything. I thought you did a real good job. You're short and sweet on your transmissions. Not a lot of, you know, it was straight to the point, not a lot of fluff. So I think you did real well. I think you deployed well. It's unfortunate to hear that you were waiting for a half hour. I think there were some people that maybe waited that long in the beginning just to get deployed. But there's kind of a few reasons for that. I don't know, maybe if anything you could remind that control that you're standing by and you're still standing by, you know, and we can get you off to another location. But honestly, you know, you did great. I shouldn't even suggest that because you did so well. So I wouldn't worry about it at all, and just keep doing what you're doing, and that's about all I got. KE8WUO.
I appreciate it. I think where the confusion got in is DMR went down, so I rechecked with you on the deployment, and I gave my report to you. But then deployment members were directed over to the FBI network. And I think that's where the confusion came in, because I was asked for my report, and then I informed them that I reported to 7.2 and asked if I needed to give my report again, because I absolutely will. Then I was asked to stand by, and I think I kind of got lost in that list. So I think that's what happened, because it was right in the middle of the frequency change, and I think it got kind of crazy up there. You look like me, actually.
Yeah, it definitely did get a little interesting in there. When the DMR side went down, we had to deploy another Go box for Wally to use on the FBI repeater. So there was a delay in the setup for that repeater that slowed it kind of way down to the point where, you know, it was hard for him to deploy anything because, you know, we're setting up a Go box now and trying to get that all figured out. And then the unfortunate part was they put Wally on the other side of the room from me. So it made it really hard for me to provide him with deployments. We basically had to yell it across the room. And so he didn't have access to, you know, computer screens or anything. And so it was, you know, you're waiting for a quiet moment where he's not transmitting, I'm not transmitting, to relay an address over to him to then to tell to the one person that's been waiting all this time, you know. And so it's just kind of interesting, the dynamic of the command center and how, you know, a minor hiccup of just positioning and then a repeater going down can kind of snowball into a few little, you know, nuanced delays that was probably a little bit disruptive. So we do apologize for the delay, and I think that we have good things in store for the future that will hopefully alleviate that pain.
Well, I'm sure. There's only room for improvement, not going backwards. I definitely don't have any complaints. I mean, I sat there, and because my wife was my passenger, we just kind of rag-chewed, if you will. So, you know, it wasn't bad. I didn't just, you know, sit there twiddling my thumbs. Was the DMR going down a set simulation? Were we actually asked to quit transmitting on it, or did something actually go wrong?
So we would get messages from the state occasionally, and they sent us two kind of big ones. One was that all of Macomb County's internet had gone down. And so that was kind of interesting because, number one, that didn't affect the command center, which was cool because they have the microwave connections, you know, that would provide internet from faraway places to the command center, which is really cool. But that was something that was directed by the Fed, so that transmission went out just to let people know that if you're wondering why your phone or your internet's not working, it's not you. And then the other thing, there was the DMR. They said that the state said all digital modes are down in the state of Michigan, so we had to fall back to analog frequencies. And so that was part of the set. And that's just kind of the state throwing, you know, kinks in a chain or, you know, it's kind of stir it up. And it did, you know, and that's what the whole thing is all about. So, yeah, that wasn't an actual failure of the service.
Fair enough. Awesome. And it might be different in the EOC, but I actually thought that once we went to two analog, the 7.2 and the FBI, and I say FBI because I don't know that frequency off the top of my head, because I normally use Richmond because of where I'm located, and I don't typically use the Warren repeater, but I thought it actually went a little bit more smoothly and things were going a little bit quicker. I think people had a more difficult time switching between analog and DMR. I mean, I didn't have an issue, but I use DMR daily, so it's not much of a surprise for me, but I think things went a little bit quicker pace once we went over to analog. Kilo Echo 8, Lee Malfa, X-ray for ID.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Uniform Oscar. Yeah, I agree. I think once we got the analog up and running, and by that point, we kind of, you know, dug our heels in the dirt and really kind of picked it up in order to actually get people deployed. And, you know, because I'm looking at my status board and I had like three people deployed. And it's my job to pass people to Wally, who needs to deploy them. And I'm mainly just checking people in. And so it was really hard in the beginning. But I mean, that's the way it goes. And then I think once we were connected on analog, I think things started going a lot better. And especially towards the end, you know, it's like a lot of people checked out all around the same time. And that was my favorite part of the set because I, you know, got that ability to satisfy, you know, like I was anxious to get on the radio the whole time and you know, provide input to my 214 forms and, you know, like have something to report. And it took a while for me to satisfy that urge. But I don't know. That was a lot of fun. I have really good idea on how to kind of get distributions lists to both people or all people involved, and that'll make a lot of things a lot easier. I think hopefully it wasn't all that painful. Weather was really rough this morning, so it really cleared up, though.
Quick comment, NAWRO. NAWRO, KELX, go ahead.
Thanks, guys. Just listening to your conversation, and it's a little bit of a side issue, and it pertains to, John, it pertains to the regular script for the NETS, and it came to play to today when you guys were talking about how it was QSY over to the FBI. The backup repeater, 442.600, well, we all know, you know, that is the Warren repeater. But, like, today, it's not really that repeater. It's the FBI network. And, you know, correct? I mean, because obviously the network still works. I mean, Richmond works. So, in other words, if we lost comms on a net, I wouldn't go to Warren. I'm going to do the repeater seven blocks away from me. This time I'm going to reverse it. I'm going to go over to John and then, you know, then go over to Dean.
K-E-A-W-U-O. Yeah, I completely agree. You know, it's actually like kind of the one to suggest when all of our members are in North Macomb County, probably should have been a Richmond or a Romeo. And we had kind of talked about that before the net or set, and I think we talked about it just in general about the preamble, that the backup repeater is just one of many. So maybe that could get revisited, because you know, if everybody here didn't really know that they could use the other linked repeaters, then we would have just lost contact with all of our members. So, that wouldn't be good. So I completely agree with you.
W8FU, when he asked which systems he was disconnecting and separating, and he didn't mention separating the Warren from the link, so I kind of knew that right off the rip, but I can't imagine that everybody knew that. I do know that a couple members mentioned that they came in off the Richmond repeater, but yeah, that makes sense that something like that should be mentioned. Back over to you, Tim.
Yeah, and it's just been, I think you're right, John, we did speak about this before, and it's not anything directly to do with the set, although it did come into play today. And I do know that there's some members that take it literally. This is the backup repeater. You go to 442, and that, you know, follow directions, right? Well, that's not really the case because it's the network. There's more, as we just discussed. But enough time on it. We'll revisit that sometime in the future, but I think it's a valid point. I'm all set. I'm going to drop out, and I'll just monitor. Thanks, guys. We'll talk later. NAWRO, go ahead, John.
Yeah, that was one of the things I tried to make sure without thinking.
Really? So, John, you dropped out there a little bit. Please go again. K-E-A-W-U-O, K-E-A-L-A-X.
And it changes based on the status of the network. So, I mean, it's an interesting thing we deal with emergencies and variables changing. So,
hey John, I think you're sitting on the fringe. I only catching little bits of that. I don't know if you're at a normal location for you or not, but you're cutting in and out. This is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray standing by.
Yeah, you might hear me better now. Don't know what I said, but it was profound and really good. So hopefully you got something out of there.
That would be a negative, but that's okay. Like I said, there's always room for improvement, but I think we did all right. Earlier I wasn't trying to correct anybody when I mentioned something about that address. I think you sent Tom out to Marketplace Boulevard, the Walmart there at Hall Road. My shop used to be right over there, and even though it holds a New Baltimore name to it, the GPS messes it up a lot, so I thought it would be a good idea to mention that in case he was GPSing it.
Yeah, that was something I was seeing when I was establishing some of these deployment sites. Is they wouldn't always be the
replaced, and so I tried to do a really good job of, you know, picking known locations, places I've seen. Darren went to Shepherd's Gate Church, which is right by my work. It was tough because I had to pick counties north because that's where the storm was, and our cities north or whatever. So it was a little tricky, and so I wasn't perfect with the addresses, but I assume, you know, he figured it out. I think you're good. We kind of took it for what it was, and we didn't really let it hang out. You know, worst case comes to worst, he had to reach out for more direction, but we didn't want to borrow trouble at the time.
Completely understood. And it's weird because the New Baltimore Chesterfield area, they'll call it New Baltimore, but technically 48047 is New Baltimore and 48051 is Chesterfield. But there's a weird line in there that they still call it New Baltimore, but when you put it in your phone, it'll pull up as Chesterfield and vice versa. You'll pull up something in New Baltimore, and they'll try to say Chesterfield. So it weirds people out because they'll be like, "Well, that wasn't the city I was given." So if you don't know, it gets tricky. Key Lockway, Lee Mount Factory.
Yeah, I was seeing that a lot in my troubles trying to get places to, you know, this week for people to deploy to. It was like the city is Greenfield or Richmond or, you know, like what you were saying. And then I put it in Google Maps, it shows like New Haven. It's like, wait a minute, this over here says this, and, you know, the actual company's website with a picture of that address, and it says they're in this township. And then it...
Yes, so do I, actually. Another good one is... It's technically Sinclair County, but it's right on the Macomb County border. Fairhaven and Ira, doesn't matter what city you put in for mail, it will end up to the same box. Same thing with GPS. It's right on that fringe, but it's Ira Township and the city of Fairhaven, not New Haven, Fairhaven, and it messes with people really bad, that one, too. So I'm sure there's a lot of places in the state that have similar issues.
Yeah, it's weird how it seems like the map makers or the county or somebody doesn't know where they're at. I guess they got to make the, draw the city lines and borders, like, on the road so people know. But, yeah, kind of interesting. I've got two happy dogs here. They're finally getting out and going pee, and Rocky says hi.
Well, hello, Rocky. What time did you guys end up getting packed up and out of the EOC? Kilo Arcway, Lee Mount Factory.
I was up to... working on my log, trying to get that to a point that was good. So I got about a 2.5.
Copy that. Well, I'm going to be getting the bike ready because we've got a charity ride tomorrow morning in Richmond at the Moose Club, which I think it kickstands up at, I think, 11 or 12 o'clock, and we get there at like 10. And, yeah, so I got to slap an oil change on her since I generally do about 15,000 a year on the bike. So it's due for its fall oil change. But, yeah, so I'm getting prepped for that and getting dinner ready. And then I think I'm going to pass out again. Just woke up from a nap, but I think I'm going to pass out again fairly early. So if you guys send those emails, I will... save 7-3s, and I'll be monitoring and listening out.
This is KE8LAX, and I'll be clear on your final, John.
All right, very good. Well, good work today, and thank you for deploying and helping out and kind of sharing the vision with us all, and it was a lot of fun. Definitely look forward to the next one. And it's funny how, you know, these winter storms really, they make you tired, you know. I think we're just tired of shivering today and the shelter, all that stressful driving. So we're probably all looking forward to just taking it easy.
I agree. 7-3s, this is Kilo Equation Alpha X-ray Monitoring.
All right. 73s from KEAWUO. I will be clear, but monitoring.
DIC.
W8GMS, monitoring my 5 statewide one.
Kilo Equation Alpha X-ray Monitoring statewide one.